It's 103.9 WDKS. Good morning, Rochester. It's another episode of Health Beats. I have Dina Johnson from the Alzheimer's Association. Good morning, Dina.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Now, you know, the Alzheimer's Association, you guys come in once a year and we talk about Alzheimer's and dementia.
Yes.
And you come with a lot of information. Yes. So I'm pretty sure you have more information for the community.
I do. I have a big announcement about our health symposium. Historically, our annual health symposium with Dr. Lemuel and Gloria Rogers has been held at Mount Olivet Baptist Church. This year, we wanted to broaden it to open it up to caregivers, to people living with the disease, as well as professionals. So we have moved this venue to the Stardust Ballroom, which is on 45 Backus Street in Rochester, and we're very excited about that. We're looking for over 200 people to attend. We actually have a guest speaker from the Alzheimer's Association. He's our Vice President Scientific Engagement, Dr. Carl Hill, but he comes from the National Institute of Aging. So he has a lot of research. He's done a lot of research with health disparities.
Okay.
We also have Dr. Gill. He's one of our panelists who's known in Rochester from the Rochester Regional Health Memory Care Center. We also have a researcher, Dr. Hassan, who is from Brockport, who will be talking about dementia caregivers in the African-American communities. And we also have Shanice, who's a family therapist, who will be talking from the lens of the African-American. And then we have Rick Gauss, who will be one of our panelists to come and talk about caregiving aspects and what he's done with the association and how it has helped him through his journey. So it's really resourceful. We actually, this is the first time we're doing this. We're going to serve a hot lunch, and we're going to have Lewis Banks, who is a singer and known in the Rochester community, who will be offering a solo selection during that. We also are excited to have Mayor Warren, who will be attending this, and we'll have a proclamation of the city. So it'll be very exciting. It's totally different from what we've had before, and we're hoping people are coming out to understand what is dementia, how it is most prevalent in the African-American community, how it is associated with cardiovascular disease and diabetes. So we are very excited.
So if I'm listening right now and I want to be a part of this event, is there a number or a website I can go to?
Yes, we encourage everyone, pre-registration starts, registration for that day starts at 8:30. So it is March 5th and it starts again at 8:30. The service will start at 10. And the number to call to register is 1-800-272-3900. Again, that's 1-800-272-3900.
Now, we were talking before we got on air, and you were telling me some facts about dementia and Alzheimer's on how it affects African-Americans, older African-Americans more than Caucasian-Americans.
Yes.
Can you talk more about that?
So, yeah, African-Americans, it affects us twice as likely to have the disease. Again, Alzheimer's is the most prevalent. Dementia is that umbrella. So there are several different diagnoses under dementia. And Hispanics is one half as likely to have dementia than older whites.
Wow. So I mean, excuse my ignorance. Didn't know, you know, the difference between Alzheimer's and dementia. I thought they honestly two different, you know, illnesses.
Yes. And most people do. This is why we encourage people to call us to understand what the difference is, to get an early diagnosis from your physician. In the African-American community, most people don't find out till they're in later stages of the disease. But we can help you with signs and symptoms, knowing the 10 warning signs. That will be presented actually at the symposium. Someone will present the 10 warning signs and what you can see to help your loved one or yourself if you may be struggling with cognitive decline.
Okay, so we covered a few things. Let's get Nurse Bowick in here. Good morning, Nurse Bowick.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. So glad to see our friends here from the Alzheimer's Association. I am pumped about your event.
Me too.
That panel. Now, folks, I hope that you're listening because here is your free, let me say it again, tax-free, free opportunity to have all your questions answered. So Bill, what kind of goodies are you giving away at this event?
Oh, it's going to be great. Everybody that comes to the event is going to leave with a beautiful high-tech water bottle. And we're also going to have three different raffles throughout the day. You could come home with three raffles. You could walk away with tons of Alzheimer's swag, t-shirts, sunglasses, these like really amazing and beautiful fanny packs. Yes, they're coming back in style.
I'm loving this. So wait a minute. Breakfast?
Yes.
Hot lunch?
Yes.
Fanny pack?
Yes.
High-tech water bottle? Teacher, I'm there. So again, Stardust Ballroom, 10 o'clock, Thursday, March 5th, 41 Backus Street. This is going to be the African American Health Symposium in partnership with Jordan Health, and we're talking about Alzheimer's disease. I hope to see you there.
Yes, please feel free to call 1-800-272-3900 to pre-register. Thank you.
So I want to thank you this morning for coming in, Dina. Thank you, Nurse Bowick. It's Health Beats every Tuesday on 103.9 WDKX.